Chapter 2. Deline. The icy metal bars chill my fingers. The sterile prison reeks of harsh cleaning products, barely masking the underlying sickness that permeates the stockade. I'm in one of many cages lining the walls of this underground bunker the humans use for imprisoning my kind. Because of our creation through experimental evolution, a splice of human, avian, and reptilian genes that makes us stronger and able to breathe at high altitudes, they call us evil humans. We were supposed to be their new breed of super soldiers, but the experiments went too far, and now they keep us caged like animals, harvesting our blood. The fluorescent lights overhead cast everything in an eerie, sterile glow. I avoid touching anything, not wanting to relive the problematic memories imprinted on this cruel place. My mother had what she called the touch, psychic impressions left on objects by those who handled them before. She passed some of that sensitivity to my sister Lily and me. Once, holding the cell bars too long, I felt the prisoner's despair for days. I never want to relive that, so I withdraw into myself, determined not to let them break me. I won't give them the satisfaction. Someday, I'll escape this nightmare. They claimed my sister died of disease during interrogation, but I felt her pain. Her anguish and loss gutted me. They destroyed Lily, the best sister imaginable. Ironically, they feared the unknown yet created us, blind to the consequences. When threatened, humans seek to destroy their opposition. Unfortunately for us, we're it. Lily, ever radiant, was Mom's sunbeam. On the other hand, I stick out like a sore thumb and always have done so. My mom said I have no filter, which is true. I say whatever's on my mind. There's no point in walking on eggshells, not in this world. Without honesty, I'm nothing. No matter how they torment me, I've refused to eat or utter a word for days. I've been captive here for months. They keep me locked and tortured in this cage, but I won't let them break me. I'm on a hunger strike, yet they still tamper with my food schedule. They often starve me if I don't give them what they want. I don't know how long I've been here, but I will get out or die trying. From my cage's corner, his whistling reaches me before the citrusy waft of his aftershave. I grit my teeth. Ugh, the syrupy song he always whistles. His voice is so cheerful, with a little vibrato twist. I stare at the floor.